Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is the home of the No Repeat Workday. This is 105.8 Virgin Radio, London.
At 6 o'clock, engineers have been working.
Virgin Breakfast. Virgin Breakfast with Daryl Denham.
With McDonald's Big Breakfast, a hot start to the day.
Virgin Breakfast with Daryl Denham.
4 minutes past six. Good morning. Tuesday morning, Virgin Breakfast, and it's Daryl Denham here until 10. Kicking off this morning with the House Martins.
It's happy. It's happy again.
The House Martins of Virgin at 6 minutes past six. Yesterday, I gave my mum a call just to find out if she was listening, and she promised she would. In about 7 minutes' time, I'll phone someone else in my family. Halo from Texas on Virgin, the home of the No Repeat Workday. It's 10 minutes past six now. In the news this morning, according to music industry experts, the newly reformed Bananarama could be huge. Well, at their age, they probably are. And news from Hollywood. Lassie came first in a poll of the most popular animals in Hollywood, but she had to beat some strong competition, especially from Hedwig the Owl from Harry Potter, Babe the Pig, and, of course, Richard Gere's hamster. 13 minutes past six with Dido and Hunter on Virgin. Brand new Virgin Breakfast with me, Daryl Denham. Now, I've still got a stinking cold to mention. Yeah, I don't want to dwell on it.
No.
But obviously, I want to shift it. And I thought last night I'd go for another curry.
Because, mm-hmm.
You know, it helps to sort of, you know.
It lubricates.
Well, it helps you to sweat the problem.
Yes.
Out. You know what? You've been there. And a thought occurred to me, you know. When I was young, you had Ribena, and obviously Ribena, very sweet and sugary drink. And somewhere along the line, they've decided that it's not very good for kids' teeth. And now they have a thing out called Ribena Tooth Kind, which is kind to teeth. It hasn't got as much sugar in it. It still tastes as good for kids.
Yep.
They love the taste, but it doesn't do any harm to as much harm to their teeth. You see? And I've just had a thought that maybe some, you know, clever Indian restaurant wants to come up with a new curry, a curry arse kind.
Virgin Breakfast with Daryl Denham.
The usual gang of misfits and dope addicts are here.
Virgin Breakfast
with Daryl Denham.
Players and match officials should be given appalling seasickness during football matches, according to the head of the Footballers' Union, Gordon Taylor. He threw Liverpool's Jamie Carragher back into the crowd at Arsenal.
Virgin Breakfast with Daryl Denham.
Paul Weller's Wild Woods on Virgin. It's 19 minutes past six now. At least travel news on the way in about 10 minutes' time. Along with the news and sport at half past six on Virgin. Excuse my self-indulgence here. We did this yesterday. Over the weekend, you might have heard some trailers for the new breakfast show. One featured my mum and one featured my granddad. And they both said to me, oh, we'll be there for you. We'll be listening from 6 o'clock. You know, and quite frankly, if you don't have to get up this early, you know, why would you?
Yeah.
Well, because your grandson's on the radio, hopefully. So, yesterday, I thought I'd give my mum a call just to check. She said she was listening.
Yeah.
And she was. And this morning, you know, it seems right to give my granddad a quick call to check that he's there for me.
Yeah.
So, you've got his phone number there, Trevor. Can you see if we can get the phone sorted this morning?
Fingers crossed.
And give him a call. You've got his number. And see if he is listening. We'll just check. There he goes.
Hello. Morning.
Granddad?
Yes. Oh, is that Daryl?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Totally well, thank you.
Marvellous. Are you normally up at this time in the morning?
Yes, yes.
Were you listening yesterday morning?
Yes.
Do you know what the last song I played was?
Yes.
What was it?
I can't remember that.
I know you're a big fan of Dido, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
And Paul Weller.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's what makes Virgin so good.
Yes.
Absolutely. You want to come in here and do a show one day, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You see, I knew that.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, I've got to ask you a question. And the little promo, that little trailer you did for the show over the weekend...
Yes.
You said something I've never heard you say before.
Huh?
You said something.
Yes.
That I've never heard you say before.
What's that?
My ass. Granddad?
Yes?
Thanks for listening.
Okay.
I'll speak to you soon.
Yes, I will.
All right, well, there you go.
Bye.
Pretty impressive so far. Yeah. Yesterday, Mum said she'd listen. She is. And my granddad's listening as well.
Sorted.
Who tomorrow? We get in, he's 86, you know. 86. Yeah. You all right, then?
Yeah.
It's 25 minutes past six now. Good morning. Virgin Radio Tuesday morning. Tomorrow morning, I reckon we should phone your mum, because your mum said she'd be listening.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well...
No. What?
Well, my mum. She doesn't sound anything like your mum or your granddad.
Well, she wouldn't. She's a different person.
Yeah, my mum just sounds a bit kind of like... Suicidal is usually the way.
Trevor!
She's not the most
your
excited...
Your mum's listening now, hopefully!
No, she won't have got up yet. She gets up about next
time. Oh, you mean... She said she's going to listen from six, but isn't.
No. She never ever said she'd listen from six.
Oh.
She always said 6:30.
Oh,
she
so...
She needs a beauty sleep.
You can get away with
does.
What you want in the first half hour.
Yeah, I can.
And she never need know.
Never.
You see, I can't say anything without my mum.
No, I know
my whole
you
bloody
can't.
Family
great.
Obviously, a new show, we've got a stack of new ideas that we'd like to try out. And
yeah.
Some of them, you know, you come up with ideas, some of them you know are going to work, some of them you sort of think, well, maybe that's it's not such a good idea. But Pop Idol is the talk of the nation at the moment.
Oh, yes.
And we've been throwing some ideas around. Maybe we could do one of these each day over the course of a week. You see, you suggested we could get a series of brides-to-be.
Yeah.
Who are coming up to their big wedding day and get them to sing. We could, that'd be Pop Bridal.
I think it's a good idea.
Quite good.
Yeah.
I reckon we could get a load of couch potatoes together and could do Bone Idol.
Like it.
Maybe we could get a load of vicars together and do Pop Bible.
Oh, yes.
And this one might take a bit of engineering, but if we could get some old sort of singers from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And we were thinking about people like Adam Ant.
Mm.
Might be a bit busy at the moment. Shaking Stevens, although we have to get a cab for him, obviously.
Yeah.
But people like that, then we could do Fallen Pop Idol.
Like
you see?
It. Yes.
And there's so much scope there, isn't
yeah.
there? And if we did one per day over the course of a week, I'll hand that, if I can just hand that to you.
Great.
You need,
I'm
what,
excited.
Five brides, five vicars, five couch potatoes.
Do I need five?
Five Fallen Pop, or three then.
Cough, yeah.
Three Fallen Pop Idols. We get them all to do a little bit. And then, you know, the audience, the listeners can vote. And then, obviously, whoever wins doesn't get a recording contract. But actually, Fallen Pop Idol would work really well as a TV show.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think it would. And, you know, see if they can relaunch their career.
What, like Jason Donovan or somebody?
Get him on there. You could have 10 on there, couldn't you? You could have Kim Wilde. And, you know, they do that little clip before they do their sing-song. Then they'll tell you what they've been up to since they last had a hit.
I wouldn't say Kim Wilde was actually Fallen.
No. Well, she stopped having hits.
Yeah.
But Kim Wilde, you know, now she's doing a digging and a weeding in the garden. You know, she's a nice little...
You watch too much daytime telly.
No, nice little sort of human interest story there.
Mm.
And Shaky Stevens, what's he been doing? Well, he could probably talk you through a few pubs in Wales.
Mm.
You know, it's just a thought. I mean, I just, you know, we'll work on it. Maybe next week. Virgin Breakfast. Aircheckdownloads.com.